Not at all. Actually, coincidentally, I was in Tunisia attending a meeting when the whole event. I arrived there on the 19th and left on the 23rd of December. I'm not surprised at all. Given a number of political and social factors, education is a critical social institution, but acquiring education is not an end in itself. It has to serve a certain purpose for society, for the individual who acquired that education. And when there is a discrepancy between the projected goals and the actual situation, this is a major ingredient into what happened. And of course, there are all the other political factors, lack of democracy, lack of a sense of freedom in the country, and many other factors.
Now, does having a more educated population, in your view, make it more likely that that population will call for change?
Absolutely. And actually, I would like to refer here to an Egyptian expert, Dr. Saad Nagy, who in a meeting a few years ago stated that it doesn't matter the resources that are available. It doesn't matter whether or not there are jobs. It's critical to set up educational institutions to educate the people. And when you have highly educated people who do not have jobs, they will find ways to question, to find answers to why they don't have jobs, and they will try to solve the problem.
So why do you think the situation erupted now?
Some may say that it's by accident. It is the event that occurred on December 17th when the late Mohamed Bouazizi had that confrontation with the police and they made it impossible for him to earn even a basic living by selling produce instead of using the skills that he learned in the higher education institution.
Just to go back, that event that you were talking about referred to the gentleman who set himself on fire.
Yes. So it can be said that it is an accident, but it could have happened with any other event. What is happening now has been building for years, for decades, literally. So why now? It's the accumulation of factors. People can't take it anymore. And as you know, when the whole event started, many other people, the lawyers, for instance, played a major role, critical role. At some point, it was reported that 95% of them were part of the strike. Well, it means that as a social group, as a professional group, they don't associate themselves with the ruling system. So it's the whole education system in it, all its complexities, the unemployed, those who are employed but are unhappy, they have acquired a certain level of sophistication in the analysis, but they cannot apply it to their own lives because of the political repression.
So, Professor, do you see any other countries that have similar tensions like we see in Tunisia?
Tunisia has been analyzed only as a country in the Middle East, but we must remember that it's still located in the African continent. There are many other countries that are candidates, literally speaking. Some have talked about Egypt, Syria, even Jordan, and then nearby Algeria. But there are many other countries on the African continent. One country that is compared now is Cameroon. Cameroon, interestingly, where the first president was ousted using health reasons. It was the same case in Tunisia, where President Bourguiba became old and was declared senile and therefore could not rule anymore. This is how Ben Ali came to power. And it's the same thing in Cameroon, when Aidjo was forced literally, subtly out by using health reasons. Biya came to power in the same condition. And there have been protests, there have been events all these years. Of course, we have the situation in Côte d'Ivoire.